On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Boris Johnson's offered his support to a police officer who was stabbed in the head with a machete in East London. The PC was attacked while carrying out routine checks on a van in Leighton last night. The Metropolitan Police has called the incident frenzied and unprovoked. The Prime Minister says it highlights the need for more officers on the streets.
What it shows to me is the vital importance of investing in policing. That's why we're putting another 20,000 officers out on the street and giving officers the legal powers and support that they need to tackle knife crime and other violent crime.
A man's been arrested.
KMFM News.
There's been a drop in the number of patients being seen within the four-hour target at A&E departments in Kent. Latest figures out today show 83% were seen within that time during July, down from 85% at the same time last year. It's also well below the 95% target set by the government. The Transport Secretary and Home Secretary have been in Dover to discuss preparations for the UK's departure from the EU in just 84 days' time. Grant Shapps and Priti Patel held talks with Border Force officers, representatives from the freight industry and port officials. They say the government's doing everything they can to make sure Kent doesn't suffer and trade continues to flow freely. They were joined by Michael Gove, who's in charge of no-deal Brexit planning.
Part of the reason why I'm here in Dover today is to make sure that we can leave on October the 31st and we can make sure that food gets to consumers in the UK, but also our high-quality food produce manages to reach the many consumers in the EU who enjoy British food.
A teenager's been charged after police found what's thought to be heroin and cocaine along with cash hidden behind a sofa at a house in Sheerness. Two mobile phones were also seized from the property on Monday night. A 14-year-old boy from Lancashire has been remanded in custody and is due at youth court next week. A 16-year-old girl's been attacked in Herne Bay. Police were called to reports of a disturbance in the high street late last night. So far, no one's been arrested.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The man in charge of Medway Council has admitted the Rochester Castle concerts could be permanently scrapped after this year's event made a loss of £300,000. An urgent review is being carried out after disappointing ticket sales last month. Alan Jarrett's already said it's unsustainable as it is, but told us there are a number of issues.
Whether all the acts were good enough, whether they were popular enough. And one of the things I think we need to do is actually ask Medway people who they want to see and see if we can accommodate that. Include that in the review, I think.
Craig David had to step in to replace Jess Glynn at the last minute, and the Proms was the only night to sell out. Follow KMFM News on Twitter to see CCTV pictures of a man police are hunting after a man in his 80s was threatened and had his money stolen in Canterbury. It happened as the victim walked along Sturry Road. A 17-year-old boy from the city who was arrested over it has been released while investigations continue. It seems Rochester Cathedral's not the only place doing something different to try and encourage more people through the doors. A couple of weeks after they opened a crazy golf course in the nave, a helter-skelter has been installed at Norwich Cathedral. The 55-foot-tall structure with a viewing platform is designed to give visitors a better view of the roof. And Sharon Stone's made a surprise visit to Margate's Turner Contemporary. The Hollywood star tweeted a pic praising their photo exhibition, which celebrates our love affair with the seaside.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and while it's not transfer deadline day for League One clubs today, the Gillingham manager says he's still hoping to make another signing. The Gills have brought in 11 new faces to the club so far this summer, but boss Steve Evans says there's still two or three players short, and he's been speaking to clubs in the Championship and Premier League to get more deals done.
They're very focused on what they're doing today rather than what we're doing, so you have to allow them to. You know, speaking to Arsenal yesterday and their head man there, it's very, very clear that they have a deadline today and they've got a lot of business going on. So we were a long way down the pecking order and there was no pick up Friday or Monday.
The Gills welcome Burton Albion to Priestfield in the league this weekend. And in cricket, Kent have suffered a disappointing defeat in their latest T20 Blast match. They struggled with the bat in Bristol last night and Gloucestershire beat them by 5 wickets. It means the Spitfires have lost their spot at the top of the South Group. They're next in action against Somerset on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.